telling it like it is 24/7. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
By the way, the state Senate's already passed their budget. You know the way it works. In odd-numbered years, they pass the general fund budget for the next 2 years. It's called a biennial budget. It's like $33.4 billion. And in the even-numbered years, like this one, they pass a supplemental budget, which is usually just a minor tweak here or there. The Senate voted 41-8 for this budget. The fiscally conservative majority coalition led by 24 Republicans and two fiscally conservative Democrats got most Democrats to support their budget. And it increases state spending about $100 million. So it's a very small increase, well, what measured against a $33.5 billion budget. But it got out there a lot of votes, which means you're not going to see nearly the rancor this year that you did last year over the budget. Turning now to a trend that is happily losing favor. Red light cameras. They are losing popularity. More and more cities that installed them are taking them out, with a couple of exceptions. Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
Their popularity was growing at race car speed, but now red light cameras are getting turned off or bypassed. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the number of cities and towns using the cameras is down 6% since 2012. Some studies claim the cameras might actually increase accidents. And some officials say too many drivers get ticketed when they shouldn't, like this school teacher in Maryland.
I was clocked at 51 miles per hour, which a math teacher figured out is physically impossible for me to have been going that fast.
Still, some big cities like New York and Chicago are moving the other way, adding more cameras. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Yes, where you have big city liberals who look at these things as revenue streams and claim that they're concerned about safety, they're putting in more of them. You know where else they're putting more of them in? They're putting them in Seattle. Only they're not red light cameras. They decided that one doesn't work because they're so unpopular. Instead, they call them speed cameras and put them in zones where there's a school nearby. And, you know, they dramatically lower the speed limit from, say, 30 to 20. And if you don't stop in time, if you don't slow down in time, you might be going, say, 32, 33 miles an hour. Well, all of a sudden, you're doing 13 miles an hour over the limit. So, you know, keep in mind that this trend is going away, fading away in most areas where you don't have big city Democrats who are looking at this as another revenue stream for them. By the way, speaking of big time Democrats, the biggest Democrat in the country, Barack Obama, brand new poll just out. Here's CBS anchor Scott Pelley.
A CBS News, New York Times poll out tonight finds only 40% of Americans are satisfied with the presidency of Barack Obama.
Uh-oh.
59% say they're disappointed. When we asked Republicans whom they would like...
Wow, I think I need to hear that all over again.
A CBS News, New York Times poll out tonight finds only 40% of Americans are satisfied with the presidency of Barack Obama. 59% say they're disappointed. When we asked Republicans whom...
I guess that explains that lady in Kentucky now, doesn't it?
I want to ask you about President Barack Obama. Would you want him to come down and campaign for you?
This race is one that's about putting the people of this state first. And I speak for myself and don't need any other surrogate to do that. I stand in stark contrast to the president and many of his ideas and platforms.
Is she one of that 59, 60%?
No, but her constituents sure as heck are.
Yeah, she must know where the poll numbers lie.
The poll goes on to ask members of each party who they want to be their president. In
they would like to see run for president in 2016.
Or their nominee.
Jeb Bush led the list, followed by Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and Chris Christie.
Eh.
On the Democratic side, far more want Hillary Clinton to run then Vice President Joe Biden.
Yeah, I got two words for your poll. Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, someone who actually changes the status quo. Here's how you know he's great. Democrats have tried yet again to foment and conjure up a scandal that is going by the wayside that didn't work. Just one more attempt to demonize him that's falling short. Every time they go after him, he comes out stronger. So again, check out our great website this weekend, KVI.com, and let's you and I talk again on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Check it outside right now.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.